This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my gosh, I love Googling white privilege and things like that. Here's what I Googled. Things that signal white privilege, because I was looking for all these crazy notions of white privilege. You know, for example, math is oppressive to blacks, right? Hard work is a white privilege construct, oppressive to blacks, and so on and so forth. And there was a new one. Stay-at-home mothers is a signal of white privilege. Well, who knew that all these black women that are staying at home to raise their kids were culturally appropriating white women's, you know, livelihoods and or lifestyles? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. When I Googled what I told you earlier, here's what the first things that came up on racism and white privilege. Teaching tolerance. I mean, I swear, the money that goes into this stuff is so crazy. If we took the money that we waste in talking about this phantom concept of white privilege, I don't even, what would you do with it all? You would be the richest dude on the planet. I was talking to a group of very wealthy white men, multi-billionaires, and I said to them, let me tell you what my privilege was and what my advantage over your children is. And one of them, his son was with him. I said, I will outwork any of your kids. I have the tenacity of a Wolverine. That's my privilege. Now, this particular gentleman's son, who's a billionaire himself, I said, I don't have privilege over him in terms of his birthright, in terms of his money. But I tell you what, he can't outwork me. And there are many things that I do that he can't even fathom. So he's got some advantages. If all you want to do is measure yourself in somebody's money, then maybe he has an advantage. But I'll put it to you this way. There are a lot of white folks who don't have white privilege if we measure it in money over LeBron James or Oprah Winfrey or Tiger Woods or anybody else. So see, it's a terrible construct. There is beauty privilege. And this is what I told him. I go, okay, so let's talk white privilege for a minute. Is there beauty privilege? Yeah. Is there smart privilege? Yeah. Is there, you know, hard work privilege? There's some people just destined to work harder than others. I have a friend who has work in the Smithsonian. He is truly a Picasso of his generation. And let me tell you something. He is the laziest dude you've ever met. His name is Carl. Love him to death. Man, Carl is a dude that would give you the shirt off his back if he had a shirt on his back. You know what I'm saying? Carl, God, what a great spirit. When he gets around you, you feel good. The problem is Carl is lazy to a fault. Does enough work to just get by. And I'm talking, you'll go to galleries where he showcases his work, and the gallery owners, this is how I learned about it. Because Carl was just a dude, we met out drinking. You know, years ago, I was with a girl I was dating. He was with his girlfriend. And they were such a mismatch because Carl is a tall, lanky, good-looking guy. And this girl he was with was kind of frumpy. And then I figured out after, you know, knowing him a while, she was the couch surfer of the month. He didn't really care about her. She was just putting him up for that bit of time so he could be lazy. Long story short, I got to find out he's an artist and he's really good, and he's showing me his work in the Smithsonian. I'm like, dude, you got work in the Smithsonian and you're practically living in your car? And he was the most slovenly person you ever met in your life. Holy cow. Don't ever let Carl stay with you or rent a room. He's that dude. So anyway, he goes, hey, I gotta go to a gallery and pick up a check. You know, somebody bought my art or whatever. So he go pick up a check for $5,000. I'll never forget this one picture he sold. It was a plant in a corner, and the lighting on it was amazing. And it was funny, the girl I was dating at the time, she saw it and goes, I want to buy that. And she just stood in front of it for, you know, 5 minutes and just goes, I love this. And the gallery owner goes, you can't buy it. Somebody just paid $5,000 for it. And they bought one of his pieces of art. But she loved it. I mean, I couldn't afford to buy it for her because I was like, I want to get it for you. But I couldn't because it was already sold. And so Carl said to me, he goes, I'll get it. I'll photograph another one. I'll get it for you. So anyway, it was a photograph. This dude sold. It was amazing. You just had to understand it. I don't want to belabor the point. Carl's lazy, but he's an amazing artist. You're not going to outdo him in art, but you can outwork him easily. And anyway, I want to go back to these things I'm seeing on the Signal White Privilege. Why? Here's the next article. Why do so many white people deny the existence of white privilege? That's a title. Here's one. 7 ways white people can combat their privilege. The next one. 3 things you can do with your white privilege. Here's one. The next one. White people at my gym say the darndest things. What's the other one here? How to easily be a white. I have to scroll down. Ally to marginalized communities. The left's anti-white racism, you're finally getting into anything that's pushing back. My fellow white people, 6 things we need to get straight. And so the latest thing that I've learned is that traditional stay-at-home wives are white supremacy. Really? I mean, there was a time when most wives stayed at home. And I understand that in many black families, certainly going, you know, pre-1960s, black women were forced to work. But here's what's interesting about this construct. Look at the number of black women, single black women, who stay at home and they're on welfare. If there's white supremacy, aren't black folks or the people saying this saying that the system has made white supremacy flourish? It's like saying all these black women who are raising all these babies by men who aren't taking care of them are a product of white supremacy. They're plantation women whose buck husbands have been sold off as slaves, and now they sit on the plantation with white supremacy, you know, at the behest of government, MASA, the plantation owners. It's so counterintuitive. But that's what they say. Wow. Hey, there's another thing that's going on. There's a unibrow movement. Have you guys seen this? Seriously. There's this girl. She looks attractive, but she's got a unibrow. And she will not shave the hair, you know, to separate her eyebrows from one another. And she's saying, and she's going to bring back a unibrow movement. She looked like a dude, because, you know, it's the only way you're going to look if you got that thing in the middle and, you know, got hair growing all the way across your face. It looked horrible, but she's like, embrace it. And so I guess women will start doing this. Who knows?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jackson Radio Show.
Don't worry, baby, everything will turn out alright.
You remember that song? Of course you don't remember that song, you bunch of millennials. I'm not talking to the audience, I'm talking to my producers. They don't remember that song. Who was it? Frankie Valli or somebody like that? The point is, don't worry, baby, things will turn out alright. Why? Because of you. Oh, I know. You want to give a lot of credit to President Donald Trump. Good for him. Good for him for doing what we ask him to do, for the most part. I don't agree with everything. I talked earlier. Not a fan of FMLA. I'm not a fan of putting any more burden on producers, capitalists, people that are out there doing something. Why should you do that? Oh, well, they're big corporations. They're making lots of money. They get tax breaks. They pay people a lot of money to get their lives in order. Your company doesn't hire you and say, go out and have 50 kids. If you decide you're going to have children, that's a life decision you make. They can give you some considerations. One company could say, look, we have no maternity leave policy. If you decide to get pregnant and have a baby, you know, it could jeopardize your job. Now, I know that sounds cruel, but I'm just saying that's the far end of the spectrum. Where an owner says, I don't give a crap I don't care if you get testicular cancer or both of them. You know what I'm saying? We will call you, rename you eunuch and expect you to show up to work. There are people that say, I don't care if you have a kid. It's not my responsibility. It isn't. Life gets in the way of stuff. You have to plan for your own catastrophes. And then, so that would be the hardline capitalist. And then there are people that go, no, no, no. When you get pregnant, you know, we throw you a big party. We give you, you know, a year off to be with your baby. We tell your, you know, we send you baskets every day. We bake your food. We rub your feet until they get down to normal size or whatever. Maybe there's that. And there's all in between. And some companies can offer more, some can offer less. Some will balance that type of thing with the salary that they pay. But you know what we've done? We've taken it so far. It's the employer's responsibility to do it all. So that's one thing I don't agree with Trump on. But I'm going to tell you something. You can celebrate that we may pass that, and I may have to, that may be a tough pill for me to swallow. But I'm going to tell you something. All the rest, a bunch of the other stuff is good. You're going to be able to afford it. You're watching the economy rebound. I had a friend of me, she wrote, she says, Kevin, you haven't been able to come see my show because we haven't been performing. They used to perform every weekend somewhere. She goes, under Obama, I'm practically starving to death. She's a virtuoso pianist. I mean, can play anything. She's amazing. And lives in Vegas, travels around the country. She said, finally, she sent me three. I got three gigs. Can you make this one, or this one? I'm like, nah, I probably can't. But she's like, finally, things are picking up, Kev. We're able to go back to work. So it's beginning. Companies now need, you know, they want people to come out. They're throwing in big events again. They're celebrating their successes. We are feasting on this. But the Democrats don't want this. Governor Huckabee tweeted this out. He says, for those keeping score, Nancy Pelosi has now come out against tax cuts, raises, bonuses, strong GDP growth, low unemployment, in favor of MS-13 gang members, presenting the winning blue wave platform. Let me tell you something. Do you believe that's going to win? The millennials who weren't working, who are now starting to get jobs, who are now starting to feel their oats, to go, you know what? Dadgummit, this feels good to work. Like, my career is kicked off in whatever form. You think they aren't going to know who to thank for this? What about these women that are making these menial jobs, making 72 cents for every dollar a man works, and now they're out there working, they're contributing to their households in whatever form. It's all picking up. And you don't have to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, the livable wage that's for 40-year-old, you know, lazy people that put a career together. Yeah, you don't have to do that because people are raising their wages themselves. Innovation's coming back to America. Manufacturing's coming back to America. Oh, and what about black folks? Yeah. Charlie Kirk tweeted, the only people who would have supported a black-only dormitory are KKK members in the 1950s and now liberals in the 2000s. Democrats are so progressive, I tweeted this, they've trained black leftists to self-segregate. Harvard, they celebrated their first black-only graduation. Holy 1950s. Celebrating. Black people self-segregating at one of the nation's most hallowed institutions. Seriously? Black people celebrating black-only spaces on campuses. Why? Because they feel, oh, if we can exclude whites, that's going to make us feel better. Let me tell you something. The white people don't want to be at your events anyway, you clowns. You should be happy if you are inclusive and you're getting white students to come over and hear you out. And I'm not talking about hear out your victimization and all your grievances, because that's what they want. The Democrats are nothing but a party of victimization and making people feel less than what they are. And that includes people who haven't even thought about it. The average white kid hasn't thought about, do I feel superior or inferior? Who grows up thinking like that? I certainly wouldn't. I grew up thinking about what my capabilities were. I was learning my skill set. Am I good at math or am I good at art? Real quick answer, math. I was no good at art. I didn't think like an artist. I don't know what an artist thinks like. When it comes to politics, I'm an artist. Because I give you solutions. I want to give you real life solutions to things that we face every single day that these crazy leftists want to make you believe. They want to make your children believe. MS-13 members are humans. Oh, really? Thanks for the memo. They're the most inhumane humans on the planet. They will sooner kill you than to look at you. They are an intimidation force that needs to be stamped out. And the only way we do that is by dealing with them harshly. Not by trying to make us feel bad because we call them animals. We call them what they are. And Donald Trump's out there doing God's work, in my opinion, changing the hearts and minds of many people. They call him racist. They try to pit, you know, porn star people against him, the porn queens and the attorneys for porn queens. Where are these people? They say he's in collusion with the Russians. Prove it. You've got the full force of the government and a Barack Obama who was part of the cabal to get rid of this guy. Nothing is working. It's all failing. And these Democrats are, woo-hoo, we're going to take this blue wave into 2018. Well, if you know what, fighting tax cuts and having people get their money back through bonuses, GDP growth this quarter of 4.7, what's it going to be at the end of the next quarter going into the election cycle? Barack Obama couldn't grow GDP to 3% if you put a gun to his head. Record low unemployment, the smallest gap between white unemployment and black unemployment in modern history since we've been measuring. And the Democrats say he's racist. He sucks at being a racist, man. He's awful at it. I suggest Donald Trump go back and take the class Democrat 101 so he can learn how to be a better racist.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today on NBC's Today Show, former President Bill Clinton was asked about the Monica Lewinsky scandal in light of the Me Too movement. Now, the president was also asked if he had apologized to Ms. Lewinsky.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No. But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I don't think President Kennedy should have resigned. Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I've been dying to chime in on this whole illegals and the idea of separating kids from their parents is illegal. And I'm not illegal, but inhumane. That's the argument of these leftists, these progressives. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Separating people from their kids. So, my mother died right before I was 5 years old. I was separated from my parents. I had to deal with it. How many black kids are separated from their parents due to incarceration? Young black men going to prison because the culture of leftism has created an ecosystem where they don't feel like they have any hope. Do you think the left gives one? I mean, they don't give a crap about the children being separated from their fathers. They don't even give a crap if the man isn't in prison and he's separated from his child. They don't care. Let me just say something. The government will take your child from you in the foster care system if you spank them. But, oh, man, let these little, illegal Mexicans, oh, my God, they're taking them from their kids. So I'll ask you. If maybe I've got the answer to this question. If you're an illegal, an MS-13 gang member, one of these humans, and you do something bad and they separate one of these gangbangers from their kids, Nancy Pelosi sees that as a tragedy. Anyway, I want to delve into this. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is KJ Radio Show. KJRadio.com. Actually, it's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. So I love to delve into these types of discussions because this is where we get sucked in as conservatives, and they appeal to our humanitarian, nature. Who wants to separate a child from their parent? On paper, nobody wants a child separated from its parent. But let's say the child is being abused by their parent, beaten. What if they're being molested by their parent? Do you separate them then? Whose fault is it that a child of an illegal comes into your country, or an illegal comes here and births a child knowing that they're illegal, and we've got laws set up that says the child is a citizen, but the parent isn't? Neither one of them are citizens. If the parent isn't a citizen, memo to Democrats, 14th Amendment, neither is the child. But we've allowed them to promote this false narrative, this fake narrative. That makes the child a citizen. No, it doesn't. So that's the first thing that needs to change. But here's the bigger picture for me. What exactly is somebody who is a proponent of illegal immigration? Let's analyze them for just a bit. First of all, to be for illegal immigration, you have to dismiss the idea that we have a legal immigration system. Now, the illegal immigration proponents will say, no, Kevin, I don't dismiss the idea that we have an illegal system. That system just takes too long. It's too tedious. Okay, if we use that as our argument, couldn't I argue that, oh, you know, going down to the DMV to get my license, it takes too long. I don't need to do it. You know, that long line of students is trying to get into better colleges. I shouldn't have to do that. I'll just go around all the people that Harvard accepted, and I'm just going to go jump into Harvard. I'm going to show up to class. Does anybody think that would work? So it's this notion that you can dismiss the other thing because it's too uncomfortable, it's too cumbersome, too difficult to do. So that's why we have to have this other system. It would be like me saying, it's too difficult to work, so I need the black market. In other words, I need to be able to knock you in the head and take your wallet because that's a lot easier than working. You follow? So this is the type of logic we've allowed these people to operate on. And I'm talking to guys trying to find money for my film and my projects and things like this. And I'm saying to them, when do conservatives, Republicans, whatever we want to call ourselves, when do we learn how to think? Because we don't know how to think. People out there, Kevin, you know, we need to be talking about immigration. And you know, it is bad to separate a child from their parent. Yeah, it is. But it's also good sometimes. And in this particular case, it's not our fault. Here's the deal. Think of it this way. Did America go, hey, illegal Mexicanos, why don't you come into America where you can have your babies and we'll make them citizens, and then we're going to separate you from your children? Or did you, illegal Mexican or others, come over to this country and try to take advantage of our laws in hopes that keeping your having a child here that is a fake American is going to keep you in this country? See, it's not a chicken and the egg. I know who caused the problem. On the American side, it's leftists who caused the problem. On the other side, it's anybody who would dare come into a country knowing that we have laws. If you're crossing, if you're paying some coyote or some drug dude, thousands and thousands of dollars to get you into America, you know what you're doing is illegal. So don't try to play games with me. It's ridiculous. But here's what's worse. What exactly are these people who are proponents of illegal immigration? Can I tell you what they are? They're elitist. That's the first thing. See, what they don't tell you is, they say, Kevin, you know, poor little Juan, he needs the ability to get a better job. So I would say to them, which country is better? If you've got this outflow of people that are coming into another country, which country is better? The United States or Mexico? Because they say, well, America offers them opportunity, Kevin. They don't have that in their country. They're poor little third world country. Oh, whoa, whoa. So you're telling me the United States is better. But you don't want us to be America first, but you want them to come for better. You're an elitist. You are an elitist. See, because what you're saying is Mexico can't offer them opportunity. I happen to disagree. I think Mexico can offer any Mexican all the opportunity it wants. But you know who's got to fight for it? Not Americans. We've done our part. We give money we got factories lining the border of Mexico and the United States. These factories are called maquiladoras. We have factories all inside of Mexico. We got people here, indigenous Mexicans, sending money back. We give them humanitarian aid. You name it. We've done our part. So what you're saying is even after doing our part, we still got to take care of the poor little Mexicans. They don't have a country that they should be proud of. You're an elitist. And you're also a human trafficker. See, when you entice people, well, Kevin,
you know, we do have better jobs here, and they should want to get those jobs. No, they shouldn't. They should want to work in their homes and improve their infrastructure and improve their economy. But you're saying, no, I want them to fix my pool, you know, be my landscaper. These people that argue this point, bring them over. Why? They don't bring them over because they go, man, they have the best doctors and lawyers in Mexico. It isn't because of their medical system. No, it's because they're going to come and, here it comes, do the jobs Americans don't want to do. Oh, so you want people, you're going to rob a culture of its number one resource, its people, in order to fulfill your quota for pool boys and landscapers and dishwashers and bean pickers. You're an elitist and you're a human trafficker. And the only way you would do that is if you had a lowly idea of who Mexicans are. I'm just using Mexicans as an example because they are the biggest part of our illegal problem. You think of Mexicans as lowly. Come over. Don't come over to America so you can become doctors and lawyers and stuff like that. Come over here. Take care of my pool, you know, Valdez, Gonzalez, or whatever, Rodriguez, and pick my vegetables and, you know, I don't know, clip my hedges and mow my yard, and I'll give you the basics. I'll let you live amongst the black folks. See, that's what they are. They are elitist, racist human traffickers. Next time one of these guys says, you just don't understand what's going on in the poor thing in Mexico, you say, you're just an elitist, racist human trafficker. You're worse than an MS-13 animal. Watch their reaction. Ask them, what country do you consider better, America or Mexico? See, I know America is the number one country in the world because we've worked at it. I'm not telling you Mexico doesn't have that potential. Mexico could be whatever it chooses to be. What Mexico has done is decided it's going to limp off and suck on the hind teeth of America. That's not the way you're going to make your country better. But leftists, they've already written them off. Challenge them.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock super boom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One has to love how leftists rationalize their despicable behavior. They are the most vile human beings on the planet. They know it themselves. And you know what's funny about it? If you watch them, they celebrate it. They acknowledge it. Look at any of these Rich Housewives shows. These are not conservative women. These are not Republican women. They are a product of Hollywood. They hate each other. Even in their friendships, they do nothing but create chaos. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You are in a safe zone, a calm space for conservatives. And it isn't because I'm doing something so radically different or I'm making your life comfortable to be here. You've already done it. You live life with the understanding that, you know what, I'm a seeker of peace and tranquility. Doesn't mean you're not going to have chaos hit you. Life is, you know, it's difficult. But what leftists do is they complicate it. They, best friends will talk behind each other's backs. Best friends are supposed to comfort one another, have conversations, have each other's back. These people talk behind each other's backs. They get together, watch any of these shows. That's how they live. They one has to be better than the other. I've got a bigger house, a bigger car. My husband's got a better job, whatever. And they're secretly jealous when one gets ahead than the other. Conservatives, we are so supportive of our friends that do well. I can't tell you. I hang around people that have wealth beyond anything I've known. And, I mean, my experience personally. And I'm so happy when they say, yeah, Kevin, we just did this together, my family and I. One of my friends said, Kevin, my wife took our two granddaughters to Italy to celebrate because they couldn't get together on the anniversary so because of just a conflict in their schedule. So they said she took our two granddaughters to Italy and are reporting back and we're making books about it and chronicling our lives, you know. And then when she comes back, we celebrate, they're going to celebrate their anniversary. And I'm thinking to myself, man, my grandparents could never have afforded to take me to Italy. Never. But I did it through the family that raised me. I mean, through who my grandparents worked for. I did it through them, so I had access to it. But they couldn't have ever done it. I don't have those kind of memories. But I wasn't jealous for those grandbabies of my friend. I was glad they had that experience with their grandparents. My kids would have felt the same. But man, these leftists are vindictive and jealous and they hate us. And Samantha Bee, she's a perfect example. She opened her show because she's mad at Ivanka Trump's father over immigration policy and calls Ivanka Trump a feckless C-word. Now, if any man did this in the opening of his show, including Bill Maher, he would have been burned at the stake. Lose his job. Certainly, he would and should lose respect and would have lost any reward or awards that he was due to receive. But Samantha Bee did it and they gave her an award literally the next day. Look at the word, you know, the C word. So despicable, it's known by the C word. A word is ubiquitous, I'll get it out, as the N word. I mean, you say it into, it's a universal, it's a word never to be uttered by any man towards any woman, just as the N-word can't be spoken by any white towards any black, sometimes even to any black. When you use that word, you are effectively admitting, I am a misogynist woman hater. But there Bee was, in front of her little bitty audience looking for ratings. Uses the C word to call Ivanka, you know, to describe Ivanka Trump in referencing her father. It wasn't even like Ivanka did it. And I'll bet you this. I'll bet you if Samantha Bee uses the N word in private just like she used the C word in public. She figured, I'm a woman. I can say this. Nobody likes Ivanka because supposedly nobody likes Trump. There'll be no blowback. And for the most part, there wasn't. We were outraged. As a man, I was outraged on behalf of Ivanka, not that she needs my protection. Because, quite frankly, I don't care what people call each other. I don't even care about the use of the N-word. If women, let me put it another way, just make it real clear. There are women who the C-word fits, Samantha. Chet Cannon, he tweeted this. Samantha Bee's problem turned out to be that she far too authentically represented the actual worldview of a significant chunk of the Democrat base. Sean Davis said this. The Roseanne and Samantha Bee scandals aren't comparable. Roseanne wrote something on Twitter, and her show was immediately canceled. In the case of Samantha Bee, an entire network's legal and editorial team knew exactly what Bee would say, approved it, and broadcast it. Think about that. They approved that, and they broadcasted that. Larry Elder, one of my good buddies, said this. Sarah Palin is a C word. Palin is a dumb TW. I'll just leave it at that. Palin's son, with Down syndrome is retarded. Palin and Michelle Bachman are two bimbos. Those are things that Bill Maher said with his own words. He still got a show. You want to know how bad it gets? Chuck Todd of NBC said, Donald Trump is responsible for the tone of Samantha Bee. He blames Trump. Yeah, why? Because Donald Trump says, I'm going to protect our borders. See, Samantha Bee was mad that illegals are being separated from their kids. Yeah, she's one of those elitist, racist human traffickers that I talked about earlier. But she wants you to believe she's humanitarian. She's philanthropic. What I'm going to tell you is she's a desperate TV host who knows her show is in probably going to get canceled. And she figured, you know what? I'm going to go after it. I'm going to let the people who decide these shows stay or go, I'm going to give them some controversy. And they all knew it. Per the other earlier tweet I just told you about. The editorial people, the producers, the entire staff, they all knew what she was going to say. And she said it. Then her network says, we support you, Samantha. Don't worry about it. It's not a problem. We got it. And then she comes back, and here was her apology. You know, the thing is, our show is steeped in passion. Every week I strive to show the world as I see it, unfiltered. Sometimes I should probably have a filter. I accept that. I take it seriously when I get it right, and I do take responsibility when I get it wrong. Yeah, this is when she was at the gala to get her award. Our piece attracted controversy of the worst kind. Yeah, so she said what she called the Trump administration's immigration and border policies. She decided to attack Trump's daughter, calling her the feckless C word, and said she needed to do something about her dad's immigration practices. Yeah, because I'm sure Hillary Clinton, you know, Chelsea Clinton had the ability to go in and tell her dad, hey, listen, will you stop messing with those interns, Daddy? She said this, we spent the day wrestling with the repercussions of one bad word when we all should have spent the day incensed that as a nation we are wrenching children from their parents and treating people who legally seeking asylum as criminals. If we are okay with that, then really, who are we? I don't know, a bunch of feckless C words maybe, Samantha? That's what I'm thinking. Really, she wants to put the onus back on us. It isn't her fault that she said that about Ivanka Trump. No, it's America. Look at who we are. That's not who we are. That's what they love. That's not who we are. And the leftists, they give her an award. What do you talk about? The feminist movement just slapping itself in the face. Hey, Samantha, you called one of our own a feckless C-word. Hey, why don't you come to Hollywood and we'll give you an award for a show that nobody watches or gives two craps about. Too embarrassed, folks, they were so embarrassed by this, they did a media blackout of the event. Yeah, media blackout. Because they know she should have been thrown out on her old butt. And have you seen her? I never followed her, but I remember when her show first came on a couple years ago. And where she is now, let me tell you something. That chick has aged 10 years. She's aging in dog years. She absolutely is. Because, I don't know, that's you know what I'm saying? She's aging faster than she should. I'm making sure I got it right. She is. She looks horrible. And you want to know what I think it is? It's because she has no ingenuity in her show. It's hard for me to believe Glenn Beck did her show and tried to reach across the aisle, you know, back when he was on his slide. He still is. And he did that chick's show. We try to deliver passion and honesty and all that. No, you don't. You just want a show. Look, this is what's so frustrating. If a conservative did a show, it would be wildly successful. Because we are not ideologues. We want truth. This is the beginning of the end of Samantha Bee. Awards notwithstanding. Trust me.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.